The U.S. dollar has made a comeback after the latest round of solid economic data out of the U.S., including a slightly better than expected NFP print and above forecast Michigan sentiment read. Odds for a more aggressive Fed rate cut this month have come off the table as a consequence, which has pushed yield differentials back towards the buck. The euro is trying to feel a little better about the fact that the worst case scenarios have likely been averted in France, but is now awaiting for that Macron appointment of the next PM while thinking about the upcoming ECB decision in which the central bank is expected to cut rates. Over in the UK, the pound has struggled with some more dovish comments out from the BOE, this time from BOE Dingra, who said rates were high relative to the current economic reality. Earlier today, Japan GDP came in a little better than expected, but hasn't factored into price action. Meanwhile, the commodity currencies continue to struggle with a lot of fear around sluggishness out of China. Key standouts on Monday's calendar come from some more BOE speak, U.S. wholesale inventories, and U.S. consumer inflation expectations. That's all for now.